Blog Talk Radio.
Under God was the foundation, until the enemy came and convinced we should not pray. In the place where we build our future, now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see a nation should on the rock of ages,
on the rock of ages,
the rock of ages is gonna stand the test of time. Nation should not be built on sinking sand. Without the true foundation below. For without foundation strong, it will not stand the storm, and the strong winds will blow. There are some who still said today, why should we pray? Well, we're living in a modern and a lighted day. But when the call came to pray no more, in God we trust, walked out the door. Now the strong winds are blowing it away. Can't you see?
Nations should be built on the rock of ages.
Rock of ages.
The rock of ages is known to stand the test of time.
Test of time.
It will never decay.
It's gonna stand.
It's gonna stand through eternity.
Well, there's no wind will ever blow it away. Never blow it away.
No, 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 no.
There's no wind will ever blow it away.
God said that
His grace is sufficient. Just surrender you all and all to me. So friend, why don't you join up with the captain? He'll pilot your ship for troubled seas. Then you'll be certain when the dark clouds are raging. Certain when the billows fall on you. Certain that the sail is right. I am certain He's my Savior. How about you?
Hell, amen. We're on the air. God, amen. I praise the Lord for letting me be here tonight. Been raining a lot around here. I know God created the range and everything, just like He created everything else. I tell you what, man, we've seen more rain than I think about the other day, man. So I bet it was really rough in Noah's day, man. Sitting there, man, it's like me. Thinking about, my goodness, man, I listened to rain for a week. You know, can you imagine the rain in 40 days and 40 nights? I can't. I'm glad the Lord loves us, though. But anyway, I'm glad I'm saved tonight, and I hope you are. If not, I hope you get saved. And I praise God for this day. I praise Him that He loved me like He has. Amen. And I thank God for those that I can talk to. And we share testimonies or share problems. Struggles or battles, whatever we go through in life, amen, the Lord's put some great people in my life, and I praise Him for those, amen, that really love God, those that are in my life that mean a lot to me, and just thank God most of all that I am saved. I am looking for Jesus to come. I believe He is coming. I believe He's real. Just as real as that wall I'm looking at in front of me. And I believe that even though it's tough and we don't understand things, I still believe He's on the throne. Somehow, I can't explain it, man. I have tough times. I have a lot of tough times. I ain't gonna lie about it. I mean, a lot of tough times, man. And, but yet, somehow inside my heart, inside my spirit, I always find peace when I run to God. And people call it what they want to, crutch, whatever you want to call it. I call it God. And peace. At least I got peace there. And I thank God for that, because without that peace, man, I couldn't make it. I already know it, man. I'm a failure sometimes, I feel like. But I thank God that that peace is there that makes me not feel so much like a failure. You know, it just lets me know that I will fail. And I don't like failing. Man, I really don't. I don't like doing wrong. I don't like messing up. I don't like, you know, things like that. I just don't. And I can't change that I don't. I'm glad I don't like it. For me, anyways, I'm glad there is a way that you can just about fix anything. Except trying to get to heaven. Now, that you can't fix that. Only God can fix that. I'm glad He came to me in 1984, and my life changed. Can't explain it. I can't even tell you exactly what I said that day, but I know what I believed. I know what happened. I was laying there in bed the other night thinking about that night, that day, and I didn't know something happened to me, and I'm glad it did. And I can say, I'm glad it did, man. All hell broke loose, and I lost families, I lost wives, I lost, you know, I've lost all these things, and You know, but somehow, some way, I can't explain it, like I said a while ago. But I tell you what, that peace that passes all understanding is in me. And when people start talking to you about things you've been talking to only you and God that ever talked about, and they start saying things to you, I'm sorry, I just see it as it blows me away. I said, well, there's nobody knows nothing about this but me and God, and things start happening, and it blesses me. Makes my day. Amen. I'm trying to be happy about the rain. I am. I hear people say, well, it's good to get it now, you know. So, well, you ain't seen where you are. I walk in the house in a mud hole. You know, I guess I'll just pray God for that too. At least I'm walking in the mud. I'm walking. Amen. But anyway, I love the Lord. I'm glad he loves me. And in Isaiah 12, 2, the Bible says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Father, I bless you. I praise you and thank you for everything. Pray you help me tonight, Lord. And I just glorify you, God, for every blessing you give to me, Lord. You've been good to me. So I pray your will be done now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for being my salvation. Jehovah is my strength. I like that word, man. I always have when I heard it the first time. The Lord, he went, you know, I love the Lord, but I like to hear that word, Jehovah. It's just a word to me. When you say Jehovah, it's like, or Jesus, you know, it's like power. It's like authority. It's like, I don't know. To me, I'd say it's awesome to me, so. I'm glad it's there. I'm glad God put it in his word. I like the word of God. And I just praise God for all of it, really. So, but anyways, I'm going to be coming out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I think I came out of chapter 1 2 weeks ago. I don't remember what I came out of last week. And but anyways, I feel I read this week. I'm going to read it. I know what I did last week. It was a pretty good time. Like this, the other preacher I let preach, you know, and it was a record. It was only on there like 45 minutes. And I just wonder if anybody listened to it. I think the man's a fine preacher. I never sat under him yet, but I have heard him. I just do that. And I like what I heard. So, but anyway. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, or Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you. I like the way these words, man. I like people that can write. My son can write with certain words, man, and put them certain ways, and I know Brother Richard Miller, he's the same way. He can put words together, man, and you just sit there and think, wow, that's pretty good, man. You know, I can't put words together. One thing, I can't write them down very well anymore, and I can say them, but I can't write them. Well, I could probably, but I don't work hard enough at it. I don't feel like working at it. It's not me. So, but anyway, like I said, I like the way Paul writes. And it says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Your charity toward one another. You know, we lost a lot of that. You know, even when you're looking at, I'll go this way here right now. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you look at what's going on right now, this day, today. Let's say today, and I'm not going to try to make this political, but you look at what's going on today, especially with Trump and everything that's going on, the charity, you know, charity. When I grew up, charity meant, there's a lot of guys with pride. They said, we don't accept charity. Charity is an act word. People say it's love. Well, you're showing your love when you use charity. I believe charity and love really are two different things. I think And I've seen definitions of stuff, but looking at it, where I understand charity is that when you see a family, here I've seen people do this. You have a family that everybody at one time was struggling to make ends meet, and there's a family down the road that didn't really have much, and you know, I guess they were poor, or they were just having a hard time, and you see other families, man, that have a little bit. They make beans and cornbread and, you know, and good old tea, iced tea, you know, and everything, or just tea if you didn't have no ice. But they would make it, and they'd take it down to their neighbors. And not trying to shame them in anything, but they were showing them, to me, that's showing them that they loved them, that they were concerned about them, that they liked them, that they were friends to them, that, hey, what I have, I'll help you, and that's charity. That's showing somebody that you really care about them. And some people, like I said, there's some men out there, a lot of men, would say, we don't need your charity. We don't accept charity. You know, because charity is an action word. And here it says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly in the charity of caring one of you all for each other about it. You don't have that in America. You hear me? A lot of people, I'm talking about separation. The charity amongst each other now is not there. There's one side that could care less about helping, you know, and like I said, I'm not trying to make this political, but it makes sense as charity. But here's a group of people here, they had charity, amen, every one of you, of them for each other about it. I mean, about it, man, it grows, it's big, it's, you know, it overflows. And that's what we need, man, even in the churches today, man. We don't have charity towards one another. I've seen the churches, man, I was going to say one word, but I'm going to rephrase it before I get myself in trouble here. They wouldn't throw water on you if you was on fire. I mean, really. And that's pitiful amongst what we call Christians. I mean, the Christians are supposed to be the light of the world. The Christians are supposed to have love in their heart one towards another, and it's not rare. A lot of them are not there, man. They can care less what's going on, and even with people that aren't Christians. The love or the charity part of your life is not there. You know, I understand about lost people. But listen, man, we're lost. Everybody's born lost. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of things I do not understand in life anymore. I just don't understand. I was thinking about it the other day. Me and my son had been talking a little bit about, you know, well, I didn't have to be born this way, or I didn't have to be born that way. I didn't have to be born a man, but I was born a man. I'm not a man, but I'm a boy, right? A baby boy. If you hear my voice, I think about it. And that woman over there, she didn't have to be born a woman, but she was. I didn't have to be born white, but I am. And you didn't have to be born black. That's just the way it is. That tells me something. That's just the way it is. And we didn't have a choice in it. There's a lot of things in life we don't have a choice. But we can make the best of what we have, amen. We love one another, and we can take care of one another like it used to be. Even though back in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't all right, but one thing about it, buddy, I guarantee you this. When somebody needed something to eat, and when a bunch of this dog, I'll kick your ass, amen. I wouldn't spit on you if you're on fire. I know it didn't sound good, but that stuff keeps it off the radio. I'll give a red flip. We don't love one another like we should. We don't have charity anymore. We lost it all. Maybe this year. Maybe now. Maybe. We can get to the point of taking care of each other and trying to show each other that we're no good for the next one. The charity of every one of you all toward each other about it overflows. It overflows with them.
Persecute us, when people come against us,
God, when people put us in tribulation, when people start killing us, God said it is a righteous thing with God. He said one day, He says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will pay when it does God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. God will repay. He don't lie, God will repay. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When you got problems, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel, one day Christ is coming. His flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that will not obey, those that will not believe, those that will not pray, those that say there is no God, those that stand up for the devil. God said, vengeance is mine, save the Lord. He said, I'm coming back in the flaming fire. He said, I'm going to take vengeance of all them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will repay. with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God said here, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faithless power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. That you may not ever be ashamed of Jesus Christ. That you may not ever, no matter what, there's going to be people that don't like you. There's going to be people that's going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you behind your back.
That for my daddy. Nobody. And that man changed.
this earth. I knew my daddy was different. My dad was so different, man. I tell you what, he was different. He fell in love with God. He fell in love with Jesus. He fell in love with the Bible. And my dad wasn't Satan. My dad, let me tell you something, my dad had some nasty records. My dad probably had playboys and everything else in the house. I didn't see him, but I had the records were in there. He burned them. He turned them in the trash. He got them out of the house. He started cleaning them out. He said, "We go, and there's no more. This is going outside of the house." And you know what? God took my dad home. I think it was 6 months after that, somewhere around there. It's been a while, and he got saved. I didn't even understand what saved was because I was raised a Catholic. But my dad got saved, and he changed. I don't care what anybody says. He changed. And he told us to love God and Jesus more than anybody on the face of this earth. And I didn't sit there questioning God as a little boy saying, "God, why did you take my daddy?" I sat there and I worshiped God as a young boy. Even though I didn't understand why God or why my daddy had to die, I worshiped my daddy. I didn't believe the man was dead. I thought he was still alive. He just didn't come home. But I saw my dad laying in the casket. And you know what? I still believe. I felt like my dad was still there. But I know this, hallelujah. My dad got saved. My God came down from heaven and talked to my daddy and dealt with my daddy. And my dad got saved. I don't care what anybody says. That is a God. That God came down from heaven and changed my daddy. And I'm sitting there in that house day after day after day, amen, every chance I got. And I sat there as a little boy singing about Jesus, amen, singing about God. And God was sitting there inside my mama's living room. And he was there loving on me. And I knew it. And I loved every minute of it. He was good to me. That's how I know that God can change something. My dad was bad. But I love my dad. I did. I loved my dad before he died, and I love my dad after he died. My dad was a good man. Older I get, I find out, man, we all make mistakes. I've made a lot of them. One thing I didn't make a mistake about that day, May 25th, 1984, when I repented of my sins, God saved me. I can't explain to you. I cannot explain it. Have I ever questioned God? You better have. I promise you, I have. I don't charge God foolishly, but I have questioned. I don't understand a whole lot of things, man. All I know is this. My dad changed, I changed. I got sick of the way I was living. I had no peace. I had no joy. Sure, I'm battling now. Sure, man, I got to go through stuff. But at least I can do it most of the time with peace in my heart. Most of the time when I ain't got peace, it's me battling, man. Then I don't have to battle. Well, Jesus said it was finished. It's already done. Problem is, we just don't believe. And we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by the Spirit, not by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as at that day of Christ is at hand. I want to ask you tonight, really, I want you to listen to this. I wish people would just go and read the Bible and see. You know what? Even after, listen, I'll be honest with you, when I got saved, you know, I don't know how many months, I ain't going to say believe the Bible, because I believed when God called on it, and God called me, and I got saved. But I didn't see anything until months after, and I got to reading, and this was one of them I read, but the things about the end days of, my God, man, how can you not say? I mean, really? I mean, I kind of take things at face value. I can read books. And you go and read a book about a car, and you go out there and say, well, look, here's the book says exactly what that car looks like. And there's that car. Now, here's God saying, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come. It shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Then he talks about this, know also that in the last day, perilous times. My God, man. Man, that we're seeing fearful sights in the sky. I've seen an article, man, a proven fact that they said that the sun's got a hole in it. But it's really not a hole. It's down on the left side of the moon near the bottom. It's pretty big. It's black. And they call it a hole in the sun. But he said, it's not a hole. But they said, when that thing messes up and it could blow up, they said, this is what they said. Whoever they are, the scientists that are watching it. They can totally annihilate every, what do you got, what are the things up in that, in the satellites? I'm like, wow, isn't that amazing? There's fearful fights in the sky when things start happening. Man, we got to say, my son tells me about stars and stuff. I think it's totally amazing, man, how big they are. And how the earth is doing. And this here could happen, and this could happen. And this could happen. And then the blow up, you know, and I'm like, good night, man. I mean, how can you not say? How can you say, man, that this, here's a book that was written over 2,000 years ago, man? That who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, and that is worship, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know, what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time? For the mystery of iniquity doth already abound, but doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, I do. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong illusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound, there's that word again, they were bound, and they're bound to pray, and they're bound to praise God. Amen. Now they're bound to give thanks always to God for you. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Listen. He chose certain people for certain things, for some reason. He chose for me to be a man. He chose for me to be born in America. I don't know why. He chose for you to be a woman. He chose for you to be born wherever you're born. We just got to make the best of it. I'm not any better than anybody else across this country, across the world. It's just where we've been placed. That's another one of the questions I have. I'm sorry, I got a question about that. Why? Got no answer for you. All I know is where I'm at. All I know is what I'm doing right now. All I know is for some reason, I believe God made me what I am. And God made you exactly what you are. But we make choices. God ain't going to twist our lightning bolt punch you upside the head. Ain't gonna put his foot on you. Because he's not that way. He puts things, he chooses to do certain things and to be certain people, but he also puts things in there for us to choose. What are we going to do with this? Now, you can pick anything you want to do. In the end, the consequences is not God's fault, it's yours. And we can't say, well, we'll see about that when it's over. That's right, we will. We'll all see. I might be totally wrong, to be honest with you. But I have lost nothing for what I believe. I've lost nothing. But if I'm right, those that don't believe, you lost everything. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you. Salvation through sanctification. Setting apart, consecration of the spirit of belief and truth, of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Whatever you've been taught, whether by word or epistle, our epistle, which is the word of God. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that he both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the traditions which he received of us. For yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are busybodies. Now then that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our words, by this epistle, know that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is a token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Father, I bless you and I thank you. I thank you most of all, Lord, that I'm saved. Lord, I still get loud. Father, I love you though. I just hope and pray, dear God, that Lord, even in all our lives, Lord, that we all just stay clear. Lord, you said right now we're looking through a glass that's darkly dim. That dark, like you take a lighter or a match and put it over a piece of glass and it'll turn it dark. But that's kind of what we're looking through. We're looking through a glass right now, Lord. It's darkly dim, Lord. You can't hardly see through it. We might not understand a whole lot of things, Lord, but I do know this, God, that you're there. You give us peace. No man can give peace. Sex can't give you peace. A woman, yourself can't give you peace. Only God gives peace. Only God gives real joy, and I know that, Lord. So, Lord, I walk with many sorrows in my heart. I remember the day, God, that you came to me again here, and I lifted, Lord, you lifted my burdens. Only you can do it, Lord. I was at my wit's end. You know, Lord, I was at my wit's end, God. I was there. I didn't care if I lived. I didn't care if I died, Lord. I didn't care. I didn't care. I didn't care either way. Somehow, God, you always came to me, Lord, and you spoke to my heart somehow, Lord. I don't understand it. But you saw, Lord, I was at the point of it was tough. And somehow, God, you came to me. I didn't understand that, Lord. You took my burdens. Do I have sadness sometimes? Yeah, I do. But I've been happier now than I have in a long time. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I just love you, God. I thank you for the word. Though I might make a mess out of it, Lord, and I don't try to run anybody off from it, Lord. I try to bring it to you. Lord, I thank the saints of God need to have more charity in their hearts. I thank even me, Lord. I'm broken, man. Lord, I thank me. And I got to give everything away, Lord. I don't mind, Lord, you know that. Father, I love you so much, God. I just thank you so much for being there for me, God. Lord, when I had nobody else there, you were there. You never left me nor forsook me, Lord, just like you said you would. Lord, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. When things get bad, Lord, I always know, God, I can call on you, and somehow, it works out. Lord, I just pray, Lord. I pray for people listening to the radio, Lord, tonight, or go back and archive it. If they do, Lord, that's okay. If they don't, that's okay too, Lord. I know, Lord, I just pray, God, for those that are struggling and battling, God, that you comfort their hearts, you help them, Lord. It ain't easy, Lord. I pray for Tony Tino, Brother Tino, Lord. I know God is not listening, and I pray for him. On my Facebook board. I know how he feels, God. Monday's not going to be a good day for him, Lord. I pray for him, though, God. I pray for his wife. I pray for his children, Lord. I didn't even talk about this, Lord. I think that God just comes to my heart. But I pray for him tonight, God. I mean that, Lord, that you move on his wife's heart, Lord. I pray, God, that you move on her eyes and her heart. And open them up, God. And Lord, let her see, God, before she signs the papers and everything, God, that, hey, she's making a mistake. And I don't even know Tino, Lord. I know, Lord, they've come against me a little bit, but I don't care, God. Lord, I believe the man loves you. But I pray for him, God. I really do, but it's not fun. It don't feel good. When you love somebody, God, and they just walk off from you, Lord, it hurts. Lord, I still pray for my family, God. I pray for Tammy, Lord. I pray, God, that you, Lord, you know with her heart. I pray that you help her in her struggles, Lord, in her life. I mean that, Lord, with all my heart. It ain't fun. Life ain't easy. Life ain't fun. Sometimes I enjoy it. But, Lord, all I know, God, it's on my heart to pray like this tonight. And I just thank you, God. I'm thinking about others out there, Lord, tonight that have asked me to pray for them. And Lord, they've gone through struggles and battles, Lord. There's people out there, God, have been done wrong and hurt. Lord, I pray for them tonight, God. I really do, Lord, because we've got to carry scars all our lives and everything, Lord. But when we lay our heads down, Lord, in that old cold grave one day, Lord, it ain't going to matter. It'll all be gone. Lord, give us strength. Give us peace. Lord, show mercy and kindness to us. I ask you, dear God, too, Lord. Lord, you said to pray for the president and everything, Lord, in higher power. Says in your word, Lord, I did pray for Obama, Lord. I really did, but the only thing I could pray for Obama, Lord, that he repent and get right with God. And I still pray that for President Trump. Well, man saved or not. I pray for him. God, if he's not, that he gets saved. I pray for Mr. Pence. Mr. Pence seems like he loves the Lord. I pray for him, Lord. I pray for both. Don't let nobody hurt President Trump, Lord. There's been a lot of bad things, Lord. People talking about they're going to kill him and everything, God. I pray, dear God, that you put them giant angels that I read about in the book of Revelation, Lord. You got angels, but you got some giant angels, Lord, what I read. You said they're mighty angels, Lord, that are standing there. Michael the Archangel, God, he's there for you, Lord, and I'm calling that on you tonight, God. I ask you, my God, that you move. Lord God, I'm just one, but I know, Lord, I think it was Elijah or Elisha. Praise God, and ask that it not rain, and it rained for 3.5 years. I don't understand that either, God. I like to pray that, you know, just, but my, my heart would probably be vengeful, Lord. But I'm praying for Trump, Lord, and Mr. Pence, Lord. And God, I pray that you put your angels around them. Lord, I praise you for that, God. Let the inauguration be good tomorrow. I know there's going to be troublemakers out there, Lord. There's going to be a lot of them maybe meet their destination tomorrow, Lord. So a lot of them might even, hey, Lord, there's so many bad things can happen tomorrow. Lord, there's a lot of people can die tomorrow. Get beat up, go to jail. I pray to God some way. So, and I know you're not going to pick anybody to do anything, Lord. But I know the presence of the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, could be there because you said, well, there's two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And I've seen that. Lord, I've seen your cloud. I know what it is. People can't change my mind, Lord. People say, what the? I was just a little old boy when I saw that, too, Lord. Didn't understand it until I read that Bible. Lord, I love you, though. And I pray, God, that you be there. Dear God, I pray that this country will, Lord, start flourishing again, Lord. I pray, God, that the sun starts shining again. I pray, God, that people really look at things, God, see what kind of mess we're in. They're not looking, Lord. They've been lied to in these schools. They've been lied to, Lord, in their and things, Lord, the government and everything. They're lied to. I pray for them, God, that they'll open their eyes, Lord. Say, man, I believe the devil will rock them to sleep, Lord. I do pray for them, Lord. I really do. I pray for Noah's friends, Lord. That guy called on the answering service, Lord, he blessed my heart just to hear him talk like that, Lord. I don't know why, but it did. I do pray for them, Lord. I do. Lord, I pray for every child of God tonight, Lord. As I think about the people, Lord, like Lori and Carol and everybody, Lord, has lost people and they died in their family, Lord. It hurts. I pray for them, Lord. I see them. And I don't think they mind me. They don't know. Nobody knows who I'm talking about other than them. As I could say, people on my Facebook, Lord, have posted about losing their daughter, Lord, or their son. And then, Lord, it's a death is a bad thing. Looking at it certain ways it is. It hurts. And Lord, I pray for my nephew Dylan, Lord. Lord, he lost his mom and dad. And he lost his wife. And Lord, he's raising a son. I pray for him, Lord. His wife's name's Cheyenne. I pray for her tonight. I just pray for him, God. I know he's hurting, and Lord, he's a young man. He's 20, only in his 20s. Mom and dad died, I think he was 13, 14 years old, something like that, 15, maybe. Might be a little older. Good night, Lord. I pray for him tonight, Lord. I pray to God that you, I pray for Robbie tonight, Lord, that you did with his heart. I pray, dear God, for Brother Granger, Lord, up here in Kansas. And his family, Lord, I kept in touch with that man for years. Lord, I pray for all my friends tonight, Lord, that, Lord, they got cancer or things like that. God, I pray for them, Lord. I pray for old Jeff. Yeah. Lord, you know what his last name is. I won't call it out. I pray, God, that you help him, Lord. He has been praying for years. Oh, Tony, Lord, I pray for Tony tonight. God, help him, Lord, find a job. And, thank you for that tonight, Lord. Lord, I just love you, don't need you. I need you too, God. I pray your will be done now. Lord, thank you for letting me be on here tonight, Lord. Bless you, my Father, and I praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, y'all, I'm going to play one song and I'm out of here.
I'd rather have what he gave.
God bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wally's prayer.